This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted and happy and grace-filled to be with you today because you bring grace to us right here through these airwaves as you share in Holy Conversation on Women of Grace. We invite you to give us a call here. Let me give you that toll-free number. It is 833-288-8255. EWTN. Toll free for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-3986. Just pick up the phone, give us a call. We really are looking forward to hearing from you. We've got Ryan Penny out there on the phones for you today. And when you do call in, be sure to wish him a howdy hey. And if you're a first-time caller, let him know, and then we'll ring our first-time caller bell for you, which we enjoy doing. Additionally, we're available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We invite you to use the chat feature to put your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in there so we can address it on the air here. Again, if you're a first-time submitter, let us know, and we'll ring-a-ding-ding that bell for you to welcome you to Women of Grace. We always love to receive new callers, but we also love to hear back from those of you that have called in the past. Always eager to hear praise reports. You know, oftentimes we have an opportunity to pray for you on the air, and we love to pray with you on the air. So if you have any prayer requests today, I'd be happy to take them, and I'd be happy to pray with you on the air here. But you know, we also want to give glory and honor to God when those prayers are answered. And I think about that parable, you know, where Jesus cured the lepers, but only one returned. Only one returned to thank him. And I think it's important. It isn't so much that God needs our thanks. It's that we need to thank God, because that instills within us a proper relationship with God. It lets us know that he is the one who is in control. He is the one who loves us so much that he hears our prayers. He hears our petitions. He desires to grant those petitions, always in accordance with his holy will. He desires for us to have that patient endurance to beseech him regularly. And in that process of beseeching him, all kinds of wonderful things begin to happen within us. One of the things is we grow in virtue. We grow in the virtue of patience. We grow in the virtue of long-suffering. We grow in the virtue of uniting that which we are experiencing to the cross of Jesus. We grow also in the virtue of humility, knowing that he is the one who answers the prayer, and that in most cases, we cannot affect anything positive for ourselves. Everything that's positive happens by way of the Lord, right? So even while we're waiting for that prayer to be answered, we're growing, and there's good fruit that's being born as a result of that. But this idea, you know, of petitioning the Lord, this idea of coming before him, this idea of really asking him and thanking him and praising him is really edifying to the mystical body of Christ. So, you know, if you've had a prayer answered recently, whether it was via the way in which you called in and we prayed with you on the air or not, let us know. How has the Lord heard you? What prayer, what petition did you send out to him where he responded? How is it then that you saw that grace and that mercy coming to you? 833-288-EWTN. That's the way that you join us. 833-288-3986. We're here for you, eager to hear from you. Also want to mention to you some of the beautiful things that are available for you out there at our website, womenofgrace.com. We've been in the process of reprogramming, I guess you'd say, the website. It is really coming along beautifully. It's much, easier for you to navigate. We're going to continue to make improvements on it, but we want you to get out there. And when you do get out there, if you look at our upcoming events, you are going to see that I am going to be in Nebraska. I'm going to be in Waverly, Nebraska tomorrow, arriving tomorrow evening for a beautiful retreat that's going to be taking place at Our Lady of Good Counsel Retreat House, and we want you to be there. Now, I don't know if there's room left at the retreat house, because I know that that was really filling up, but we're also offering that retreat virtually. And we know that there's room virtually, right? Because, well, thousands of people can join you virtually. So we don't want you to miss this opportunity. It's Living His Life Abundantly in Today's World. We're going to be talking about how it is that we find clarity. How is it that we can see clearly? How is it that we develop trust? Something we were just talking about, really, in petitioning our Lord. How is our faith strengthened even in difficult times? So hopefully this is going to be a very practical understanding of the way in which we navigate the difficult times that we are in right now, but also one that is filled with a bunch of hope, right? A bunch of hope. And I want you to be hope-filled. So if you can join us, please join us. All of the information is available for you on our website. When you get out there, you'll see it in the events page. All you need to do is to click on that. It'll take you to a landing page, and you can register right online. So that is this weekend at Our Lady of Good Counsel Retreat House in Waverly, Nebraska. There is a telephone number there for you that you can use. There's also a website that you can access. And of course, as I say, on our website, you can register right there. Also want to remind you of the fact that we have other events that are coming up for you as well. We have a virtual study, a virtual Women of Grace foundational study that's happening March 2nd, and we're really excited about this. I do believe that this is the one that's being put on by the women in Florida, but of course it's not restricted to women in Florida because it's a virtual study. So you can join up wherever it is that you are. Now, if you've been through the study before, you might want to take it again because you're not at the same place in your spiritual life or relationship with the Lord as you were then. Hopefully you've grown and progressed, and you're going to see all of those lessons through a whole new lens. Taking it again helps to remind you of the beautiful way in which God worked in you then, and who knows what's going on in your family life and how it's going to meet a need. So if you've been through it, this is a great opportunity to take it again. If you've never been through it, well, then you should be. This is a great way to spend your Lent. I just want to say grow exponentially as a result of it. Women tell us that this study is transforming, that it's life-changing. And isn't that what Lent is supposed to be about, right? It's meant to be a transformative experience. It's meant to be a life-changing experience as we enter into the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of repentance and a desire for conversion. This virtual study will help you to do all of that. So I want to make you aware of that. That's March 2nd. You can go out there again. Right underneath the listing of events on the homepage, on the left-hand side, about halfway down, you can click on that and it'll take you out to a landing page. And again, you can register right there online. And then finally, I want to remind you that we are going to be having a Lenten retreat online for the weekend of March 27th. Actually, it's Saturday, March 27th. It's a one-day event. The theme is Man of Sorrows, Lord of Joy. All of the information, once again, out there on the website. So get on out there to womenofgrace.com. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. What is God doing in your life? What prayers have been answered? How have you seen Him showing up? Eager to hear from you. Let's edify each other, right? Let's build up this mystical body of Christ. Let's be built up ourselves, and let's give praise and honor and glory to the God who does the impossible in our lives. Amen. And if you want prayer, we'll pray with you. That's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Inviting you to use EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page as well. Chat features there. Coming right back to you. Stay with us.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, everybody. We're so happy to be with you today, and we are looking forward to hearing from you. I want to give you that number to use again. It's toll-free for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-EWTN. 3986. Keep reminding you, too, that we're available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature there to get your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement up on the board. We're talking about, you know, praising God and thanking Him for the favors that He's given to us. And we're talking about prayers of petition, asking Him for that which we need. And I'm inviting you, you know, if the Lord has met a need in your life recently, let us know. It does us all well to remember the fact that God is always about a good in our lives, and he wants to work something to the good for us, right? I also want to remind you, too, that we take your prayer requests, as I was mentioning there, and we also take them through you emailing us. So email womenofgrace@ewtn.com. You can put your prayer requests in there, but in addition to that, you can ask questions there, and we'll get to them on the air, especially on those days when we dip into those mailbags that we've received, and we can do a whole day with those, and we do that occasionally. So that is womenofgrace@ewtn.com. Want to hear from you that way too. All kinds of ways that you can stay in touch with us. We have Mary with us, and she's in Newport Richey, Florida, and I happen to know all about Newport Richey. I lived right down the road from there for most of my life in Palm Harbor, Florida. She is listening to us via Sirius XM station 130. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. How is life in Newport Richey, and how's the weather?
It's glorious. It's a beautiful day today. It's low humidity. You can't ask for a better day. It's just beautiful.
We live for that time in Florida, don't we, Mary?
Yeah, both days.
For indeed. So what's going on with you, Mary?
Well, you had mentioned about thanking God and whenever he answers your prayers, and I just wanted to tell you about a recent prayer that I had answered, and it couldn't have been any clearer than if there was a neon sign saying God has answered your prayer. I was in a car accident 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my.
And I was hit pretty hard from behind, and I had torn a disc in my neck, and it was causing me an unbelievable amount of pain. And it was, I work for my parish. It's a shout out to St. Thomas Aquinas. And so when I dropped my son off at Bishop Larkin at school there, if I get back in time, I'd like to go to Mass before I go to work. And this was the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. I had made it in time to go to Mass. And my neck was bothering me so bad, Jeanette. I thought several times during the Mass that I was going to faint. Mm. And Father George must have seen me wobbly, and he had prayed for peace. And I was praying for just to make the pain tolerable. He didn't have to take it away. And whatever pain I had, I was offering up as reparations for my sins and the sins of others. You know, you don't have to take it all away. Just make it tolerable, where I could still be a fun mom to my 5-year-old little boy, rambunctious as he is, and to do my job well. I work with the faith formation department at my church, and I was in so much pain, and I just asked God if he could make it tolerable. And by the time I left work at noon, Jeanette, I could not only move my head, but I could move my neck and head and around in circles.
And oh, my goodness.
There was still a little bit of discomfort, but, I mean, it was just like someone had flipped a switch, and I know that was God answering my prayers, and I give him thanks every day. And then, you know, the more you spend time with him and try to get to know him better, the more you'll notice the little things that he does for you, not just the things that are like a neon sign, like the pain in my neck going away in a matter of hours, but just the little things that he does for us all every day. And they're it's just beautiful and very humbling to think that he has time to give you a little smile when you're feeling low.
Oh, Mary, you know, that is an incredible story. It's a beautiful story. And as you say, you know, the more time that you spend in prayer, the more time that you build relationship with the Lord, even throughout the course of the day, and maybe especially throughout the course of the day, just turning your attention to him, offering little aspirations. Father Wade Menezes talks about that very frequently, offering little aspirations during the day. Oh, Lord, thank you for your mercy. Lord, I love you. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day here. here in Newport Richey, Florida. The more that we communicate with him, the more readied our hearts are, and the scales do fall from our eyes, and we can see the way in which he is intervening in every aspect of our lives. And that builds faith, that builds courage, that builds trust, you know, and then there's these very big moments like you just experienced when he shows up in, you know, just as you say, in a neon sign, you know, a regaled, you know, with glory, that really takes us out of ourselves. And I'm so happy that you called to share that, because I have a feeling that there's numbers of people out there who needed to hear your testimony, who needed to hear that, and are being maybe renewed interiorly, rejuvenated, and you've given them some very good insight. So thank you for your call, and I'm so pleased and thankful to God that you're feeling so much better. So now tell me there, I know St. Thomas Aquinas Church, who is your pastor?
There's our main pastor is Father Eric Peters.
That's what I thought.
And our associate pastor is Father George.
Okay, I don't think I know Father George, but I know Father Eric. He was at Espiritu Santo for a long time there in Safety Harbor, which was my parish. And I love him, so would you please give him a shout-out for me when you see him at the parish? Say, John S. had to say hello.
I certainly will. He's on schedule today, so I'm sure I'll see him when I get back. I'm running errands for everybody there today.
Oh, goodness. Well, you be safe in that car, Mary. And Father God, we just thank you and praise you for the healing that you have effected in your daughter, Mary. We ask, Lord God, that you would give her traveling mercies, that you would put a shield of grace around her car, that she would arrive at all of the places where she needs to be and can conduct her business safely, and then arrives back at the church and then finally home again to that rambunctious five-year-old. Father, we thank you and you praise you that she called in today to share this testimony with all of us. We thank you and praise you that through her, our own faith has been strengthened. We offer this prayer to you, Father God, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of Our Lady. Amen. Mary, thank you.
Amen. No problem. I'm happy to share it.
Thank you. God bless you now.
You too. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now. So, you know, friends, here we are, and we're taking these praise reports, and we're also offering to pray with you if you have a particular intention on your heart today. How has the Lord blessed you recently or even in the past? I'm always happy to hear about those stories that have happened and form part of your own salvation story. And that's another thing, you see. When we go back and we look at the way in which God has worked in our lives in the past, it gives us great encouragement that even though things might not be exactly the way we want them right now, we have that certitude of faith that God who was with us then is the same God who is with us now and will act accordingly. Let's go to Lynn. She's in Rockville, Maryland this morning. She is with us via Guadalupe Radio. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I just have to say, I've listened to you many times and I just adore your voice. I don't know what it is about your voice, but it's just, you have this lilt and this happy attitude that always puts me in a good mood whenever I hear you. So I wanted you to know that.
Oh, well, Lynn, thank you so very much for that. May God be praised. I think, you know what I think it is, really? I think it's the joy of the Lord, you know? Joy comes as one of the fruits of the Spirit, and I love him so much, so I'm glad that that's communicated. So
it's,
tell us a little bit.
It's definitely coming across the airwaves.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I'm on my this is now my third round of cancer. I had breast cancer about 11 years ago, and then in 2018 I was diagnosed with a weird form of lung cancer. I don't smoke, but I got this strange form of lung cancer, and it was pretty much taken care of with immunotherapy, but I had to stop doing the immunotherapy because I had a reaction. And so I was cancer free for about a year. But then it came back again just about 2 months ago, and I found out because my body produces these little, like, tumors on the outside, and then I go to my doctor, and he said, yep, you know, this is happening. We do a scan. And this one was a little scarier because they found tumors in the brain, and I was very worried about it because they said that I was going to have to do radiation, and I might lose memory cells and cognitive ability. And that was really scary to me. And I didn't know if I wanted to do it, but I said, well, I can't just let it go. And I've been going to daily mass for several years now, and I decided to do a 54-day novena that someone told me about. And I was actually in the little chapel behind my church, and I had the strangest experience. I was all alone. There were no flowers in there except maybe some half-dead poinsettias that needed to be taken out. But I smelled roses, and I've always heard that if you smell roses, there's the presence of Mary or an angel or some holy figure there. And it lasted for about 10 minutes, and I kept looking around, and you know, nobody came in when I was there. It was just me. And I prayed about this treatment that I was going to have and how I was anxious about it. And when I got home, I got a phone call from the doctor who said, you know what, we're changing the treatment. We're going to send you to Johns Hopkins. We're going to do this special targeted radiation where you will not have side effects. You will not have any of those memory losses. And I went yesterday for the first treatment, and it was amazing. And I've already started immunotherapy, and I can already see that the tumor that I felt on my back has shrunk at least in half. So
oh my
God
goodness.
Is there with me. He's keeping me here. I always pray to him, you know, whatever is your will, but I pray that I ask him to let me stay here so that I can be with my children who are grown. They're in their 20s, but so I can be with my children and my grandchild, and so I can serve him. Mm-hmm. And that's what I pray all the time. And I know I'm supposed to be learning something because he keeps bringing me back to this place. So, you know, I'm trying to listen and hear what it is he wants me to do, but I have such a strong faith that I don't have fear. I really feel that he's going to get rid of this. Whether it comes back again another time, I don't know, but I'm heading in the right direction right now, and I have such a sense of peace, and I don't have any pain or shortcomings. Nothing is stopping me from doing what I need to do, and I really feel that so much of it is, of course, prayer, but the novena, I think, has made a big difference. I had never done one before, and it's just, I'm now on the part where you thank God. You know, I did the 27 days of asking, and now I'm on the part where I'm thanking for what I've received.
Yes.
And I'm just amazed.
Oh, my goodness, Lynn. You know, is that a novena, 54-day? Novena.
It was called the 54-day novena.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I found it online.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you. I so admire your strength. I so admire your courage. I so admire your faith. I mean, here is the third time through for you, and yet in mm-hmm. each time you've seen the wonders of the Lord, and even though He has continued to give you a portion of His cross, I just know based on your faith that you are releasing many souls from purgatory, and in addition to that,
oh, I hope so because I pray for that every day.
Oh well, now see, I have goosebumps on that. Oh my goodness! Well, thank you, Jesus. Well, I just have an anointing on that. I'm telling you, I'm feeling it from the top of my head to the tip of my toe, because I didn't. Why would I say that? He's confirming it that you are really. Oh my goodness, it's all over me. You are releasing many, many souls from purgatory, Lynn, and you are also repairing for a lot of the sins that are committed in the world today. So I think that He's uniting you very, very deeply to His cross, simply because He is allowing this redemptive grace to flow through you. And so, Father God, we just thank You and we praise You. First of all, I thank You and I praise You for your daughter, Lynn. I thank You and I praise You for her steadfastness and faith. I thank You and I praise You, Lord, for her patient endurance. I thank You and I praise You, Lord, that she does not waste the portions of the cross that you have entrusted to her, but rather she makes use of them. She enters into those portions of the cross and minds the treasury of grace that is there for her and for others. I thank you and I praise you for all of the holy souls that are being released because of her intercession, for all of the reparation that she is making for the sins of the world at this time, Lord. I thank you and I praise you that your daughter laughs and smiles and sounds joyful in the midst of all of this, that she does not ball her fist and rail at heaven, but rather seeks you in all things. I thank you and I praise you for the efficacy of this 54-day novena that she has been engaged in. I thank you and praise you that she's at the part of Thanksgiving and that she was able to call in today with Thanksgiving, and that we all are the happy recipients of the Thanksgiving that she is offering to you. And I thank you and I praise you that just like Mary, she is in the process of lifting the spirits of others and giving your children hope. Father, I ask abundant blessings on your daughter, Lynn. I ask, Lord God, that in your mercy and in your kindness, when it's time for this portion of the cross to be fulfilled, that the cancer leaves her body and it never returns, and she can sing your praises and proclaim your marvelous deeds with her dying breath many, many years from now. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we adore you, and we pray this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. I have a feeling, too, that even as we are praying right now, Lynn, that there are people out there who are being healed of lung cancer. And so we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for anything that you are about right now. And Lynn is the cause. Lynn is the happy instrument, Father, that you have chosen. And we bless your name. Amen. Woohoo, girlfriend. Amen. Woohoo. This is such good news.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, you tell those holy souls, which they're doing right now, all of these holy souls that have flown up to heaven because of your prayerful intercession, ask them to pray for you. Their prayers are powerful. I mean, you know, Susan Tassone, Purgatory Lady, she'll tell you their prayers are very powerful and they don't forget you when they get to heaven. So you have got a great cloud of witnesses and intercessors up there. So make use of them, Lynn, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, friends, Krista's with us. We want you to be with us too. 833-288-EWTN. Coming right back. Stay tuned.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are so delighted to be with you today. We certainly are. We're looking forward to hearing from you here. Our phone lines are open for you. Ryan Penny is busy answering your calls. So we invite you to call us too. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We also invite you to go out there to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Use the chat feature there. Jeff Burson is checking that all the time through the course of our program. He is also our producer. Invited you to get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com, see everything that's going on there. And don't forget, we love to get your email. So you can email us, and here is the email address. It's womenofgrace@ewtn.com. womenofgrace@ewtn.com. Well, today we are taking your calls, talking about prayer that has been answered, praising God for the prayer that's been answered. And we also are taking prayer requests if you have any prayer requests. So just give us a call. Again, it's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Do want to remind you that those phone lines are open for you. We've got a couple of them still available for you. We're going to get to Krista. She is in Scranton, Pennsylvania today. She was with us on YouTube and decided to call in. Good morning, Krista.
Hi, Johnette. Thanks for talking to me.
You're
welcome. I'm kind of facing an ultimate. Thanks. I love you so much. You have no idea. I'm still working out of my home, so it's very lonely here. But listening to you every day is like, you're like my coworker now. But anyway, so I'm having an ultimatum with my Catholic boyfriend that is, again, saying, if you don't move in with me and cohabitate, I need to end the relationship. And he knows I'm very old-fashioned. We're both in our 60s. And you know, I do love this man dearly, and I always believe in God's timing. They always say that in the charismatic groups, you know, pray right. for everything to occur in God's perfect timing. And I could see marrying him down the road, but all of a sudden there is a gun to my head again. And the thing that really disturbed me was last night he said, you know, you no longer fit into my timeline. I need to move on. I can't keep my house. And he makes more money than you and me and half of Pennsylvania put together. So I feel like it's like a false kind of threat. But the thing that really hurt is he's like, you know, you and your religion, we're not here to serve our religion. Our religion is supposed to serve us. You know, and I said, you know, Jesus died on the cross. I think he served me enough. It's my turn to serve back. And, oh, boy, I'm so floored today. I don't know what to do.
Well, so, Krista, let me ask you. You called in once on a monthly Marriage Monday, didn't you? And is this the this is the gentleman who lost his wife not all that long ago?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, and Jack and I were on the air, and, you know, we said that he's not ready to get into a relationship at this point because it was too fresh. Yeah, okay, so look, I think that you have been very fair with him, and I don't want to say that you're old-fashioned. You're not old-fashioned at all. You're chaste. You're a virtuous woman, and you want to remain that way. And he obviously is looking for more in this relationship than would be prudent with regard to that virtue. And so I would suggest that, you know, you just say, hey, listen, if that's what you want to do, that's it. You know, you can't, in good conscience, I don't think you could move in with him and be comfortable about it. And these veiled threats, you know, before you said he had all that money, my thought was, well, does he want you in the house because he's looking for your income? Does he want you to move in there to take care of his debt? And so why would he even say that? I don't feel as though, and I probably shouldn't be this explicit, but I just don't necessarily feel as though he is grounded right now.
I don't feel like he's valuing, you know, we normally have good conversations, but this value, I mean, it's a no-brainer for me. I can't do this.
Of course
it's
not.
It's a no-brainer. Like you said, I try to live God's way, and like I believe in that seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes, so and all these things will be added unto you.
Right, so that has to be first. And I know the right answer. I know everything, but it's so hard.
I know, sweetheart, because here now you have this.
To be strong.
Darling, I know it isn't easy, and sometimes we're not as strong as we would like to be. But here you are, and you are grappling with a big issue, and you are doing very well, Krista. You're doing very well, and it's perfectly all right to cry. It's perfectly all right to feel horribly about this. But I can tell you right now that just given the way that you're feeling, it shows you that there's something very wrong with the relationship. It shows you that, you know, because you should be filled with joy. You know, there should be good Holy Spirit fruit here. But what we've got here is the noxious fruit of the evil one. You're feeling bound up. You're feeling put down. You're feeling pressured. That's not of the Lord. And you know that. And so, you know, you're going to have to grieve the relationship, but you would not want to enter into a relationship with someone who is thinking this way or behaving this way, and even making that statements about, you know, our religion is supposed to serve us. I mean, that's twisted. So, you know, that's not right doctrine. So let's just pray together. And I'm going to ask all of you to pray with Krista right now, because we all know what it's like to go through these times of disappointment, don't we? I mean, we've all experienced grave, grave sorrows in our lives and painful moments. And we know what the right thing to do is, but it's so hard to do the right thing because, you know, our natural passions take control and our own emotional desires begin to enter in. And that can fog our vision. But see, that's the good thing about what's happening here with you, Krista. You're not allowing that to fog your vision. And so, Father God, we just come before you in this moment, and I thank you for your daughter, Krista. I thank you, Lord, for the witness that she's giving to us right now. I thank you, Lord God, that even though this is very difficult, very trying, very painful, she is willing to endure all of that for the sake of the virtue of chastity. Father God, would that more were willing to do the same. I ask you, Lord, to bless her. I ask you, Lord, to give her every spiritual blessing in the heavens that she needs. I even ask you to let her operate out of a supernatural charism of courage and fortitude. And so it is that I ask that stirred up within her now are all of the graces of her baptism, all of the charisms she received at that moment, all of the graces of her confirmation, all of the charisms that she received at that moment. I ask, Lord, that they would flood her. And I ask, Lord, that her witness would be a sign to this man that would make him long and hunger for the things of you, that would set him back, Lord God, in an upright position and put him squarely, planting him firmly into your word. I ask, Lord God, that her witness bring light into his life. And I thank you, Lord, that that light is being made available to him through Krista, and I pray that he has the courage to accept it and to move forward in it. I pray that whatever is the root cause of his pressuring, whatever it is that's there, that's putting this travail upon your daughter, I pray, Lord God, that this would be made clear to him, that you would bring it out of the darkness and into the light. I ask, Lord God, that healing would come to him. I ask that the son whom you love, whom your son died for, would see exactly what it is that is the deepest need of his being right now, and that he would attend to that need through all of the provisions that Holy Mother Church offers us. Father, we ask this, and we ask this, but we also thank you in advance for answering this prayer, because we know you want to answer prayer, and we know that you want to answer prayer like this, Lord, because this is such holy prayer. And your daughter is making a testimony, Lord God. And so we thank you and we praise you. And we pray this prayer in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Krista, you be strong. And I'm putting you in my rosary.
Thank you.
Yes, and I'm putting Lynn in and Mary in. I'm putting all of you in today. I pray for you every day, but in special ways. I'll be remembering
you. And you're in my rosary every day, too.
Krista.
Every day. You and Jack are in my rosary also.
Oh, thank you. What a gift to us. We appreciate it, and I thank you for that. That is a tremendous, tremendous blessing. Thank you, darling. And you stay strong.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to stay strong with her too, friends. All right. So think of her and pray for her, because this is a hard thing. And you know it, because my guess is some of you have experienced something similar. So we want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Allie is with us. She is in Mooresville, North Carolina, Sirius XM 130. And woohoo, I get to ring my bell. It excites me so much. Welcome, Ellie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good.
I'm having a dilemma. And so a couple of weeks ago, I started getting in the car. And every time I got in the car, your radio station was on. And I had never listened to your station before.
Oh, my goodness.
It was interesting, because, and please don't take offense to this, but I'd turn it off. And
that's all right.
And then I'd get in the car a few minutes later, you know, after running an errand, and it would be on again. And I'd switch it back to the news talk show I typically listen to, and I'd, you know, get home, and next day I'd get in the car, and, well, there you guys would be again. And for 2 weeks this has gone on.
You think God has given you a message, Ellie?
I do.
Yes.
About a week ago, I called my husband and I said, something's wrong with the car. Every time I get in the car, this radio station is on. And I said, it's some kind of religious, at that point, I didn't even realize it was Catholic. I said, I don't know what it is, but it keeps coming on. And he said, oh, it's a preset thing in the car. You must have set it that way. And I said, no, I've never even heard of this station. Long story short, he offered to correct it, and I told him no. And today I was listening and decided it was time to call. I think what I'm supposed to call you back about is about 2 years ago, well, I guess it would have been three, we started a long fertility journey. And we did several rounds of IVF. And it was after, I believe, the third round, we had a huge loss, and I was very discouraged. And I was in the car, and I told God that I needed to talk to him, and I needed him to answer me. And it couldn't be a one-way conversation. I was desperate, and I have other medical issues that IVF was complicated.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, Ellie. It's okay.
So, I had this great idea. I had seen this station called The Message, and I said, "Okay, God, I'm driving down the highway. I'm going to put The Message on, and you're going to tell me what to do, because if I need to make peace and move on, I need you to tell me that. But if I need to keep the faith and keep going, I need you to help me." So I put this station on and didn't hear what I needed to hear out of the song that was playing. So I assumed the next one was going to be my song, and I turned it up. And meanwhile, I found myself stopped at a red light, and the song wasn't speaking to me either. And I was really confused by this, and I turned it up full volume. I knew it was going to give me my answer. And I looked back up at the red light, and as I glanced down, I noticed that the license plate on the car in front of me said, "Don't quit." And I had chills and goosebumps and cried and thought, okay, that's my answer. A couple months later, I was pregnant, naturally conceived pregnancy, and we lost that pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And I found myself very discouraged again. So back to IVF I went, knowing that it was harming my health in other ways. And out of that fourth round of IVF, we had a baby girl embryo. Mm-hmm. But before we were able to move forward with that baby girl embryo, we naturally conceived our daughter, Grace, who was born almost 2 years ago. And now I find myself in this situation where I have this baby girl embryo, and I can't abandon her. If I don't follow through, in my mind, it's as bad as abortion. She we created her. I mean, with help, but we created this baby girl, and now I find myself in the situation where it would be detrimental to my health to carry her myself naturally, or so I've been led to believe by the medical community. But it would give her best chance. I mean, there are gestational carriers, and you get into all these other complicated options that science has provided. But I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do.
Well, Ellie, well, first, you know, we need to talk about IVF to begin with, and the church's position on that. And I don't know if you've ever been made aware of the church's position on that, but the church basically does not approve of IVF because of the way in which the embryos, the way in which conception takes place. And so, you know, there's that, and I want to encourage you to sort that out with a priest, right? You know, I think that you need to talk with your pastor about this and get healing, spiritual healing, that comes through the sacrament of confession, sacrament of reconciliation, for that part of this whole situation. And you know, here, this is some of the difficulties that happen with IVF. You're in a situation now, and I assume that this baby girl embryo is frozen. Is that the
she
case?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, yes. And the question is, what do we do with all of these frozen embryos? Because life has taken place, and You know, I think that the important thing for you to do with regard to that, I'm going to send you somewhere to talk to somebody that can really help you from a bioethical, Catholic bioethical position on these things, okay? Because that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
So I want you to go to the, and I'm going to give you the website, but this is the name of the organization. It's the National Catholic Bioethics Center. And the website address is ncbcenter.org. And they have bioethicists and theologians that will speak with you and actually walk you through what the church teaches and give you good insight on how to resolve what it is that you're facing right now. And I don't think it's by any chance whatsoever that your radio continues to play EWTN. I know that's of the Lord.
I don't either.
Yes, because he does not want you struggling like this, and he wants you to get the help that you need, and he wants you to be able to be freed, you know, but freed indeed, freed through the beautiful gift that we have through the sacraments of our faith. All right, I can give you a phone number if you're in a position to jot it down. Are you?
I actually pulled up your website that you gave me already, and there are phone numbers
good.
Right there.
So. There you go. And okay. Allie, I really do want to thank you for calling and bringing up a very sensitive moment in your own life, you know, because there are many people that have experienced or are experiencing the same dilemma that you're in. But what it shows to me is that your heart is such a beautiful heart, and that you want God's will in your life. And it's in that will, it's in following that will that we find freedom, that we find happiness, that we find hope, that we find joy. And he wants all of those things for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And praise and thank God for entrusting this beautiful baby that you now have, this beautiful little one of yours.
Oh, she is. She's amazing. The one we have is, she's great. She is. I'm reminded every day.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Father, we do thank you for your daughter, Allie. And I ask, Lord, that she gets the peace that she needs to have and that she gets the advice and counsel that she needs to have. And I thank you, Lord, for her docility of heart. I thank you for her humility. I thank you, Lord, for her openness and receptivity to that which you desire from her. And I ask that this comes to happy resolution in the most perfect of ways, which is always in accordance with your will, Lord. And we pray this prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of Our Lady. Amen. Ellie, thank you so much, sweetheart. And don't be a stranger. Let us know the advice you get, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye now. And let's go to Vicki. She's in Dallas, Texas, Guadalupe Radio. I think we have time to get to her. How are you doing, Vicki?
Very good, thank you. I'm getting an oil change, so I'm out here. I hope you don't hear a lot of the traffic.
No, we
I'm
don't hear any
an
of it right
because
now.
Because of the pandemic. Good.
Yeah, good.
I just wanted to mention that I had been asking for a long time to God, you know, I wanted to progress in the spiritual life, and I was in a
yes.
vicious cycle. So then a lot of my good spiritual friends kept inviting me to fast for 40 days on bread and water. And I kept thinking, I can't do that. I have a large family. I'm too busy. I'm not going to be able to do it. And long story short, it was a year and a half since the first invitation. And more family members and friends were inviting me. So I felt a call from God. I'm on day 14. And it's amazing. It's showing me, it's taking away a veil that I wish I had listened earlier and done it. And so I just want to inspire other listeners, everybody that called this show that, you know, is seeking for a change or an answer.
Yes.
Fast for 3 days on bread and water. And it's Christ himself in you.
Well, you know,
showing
Vicki,
you the way.
It's a perfect time to suggest that to everybody that's listening today, myself included, because here we are, and we are in the penitential season of Lent. So this would be a beautiful way. And, you know, and I want to suggest that sometimes if you're not used to fasting, you know, to go at this full hog, you know, so to speak, and just start doing it all of the time, maybe too much, maybe one day a week, or maybe even for part of that day, you know, until our bodies become accustomed to it, and until we, you know, begin to grow in that discipline. But I want to thank you so very, very much, Vicki, for your call today. And I want to thank all of you. Remember, you can email us, womenofgrace@ewtn.com. We're going to be back with you again tomorrow, eager for that opportunity. So until we have that beautiful moment together, may God bless you richly. May He abide with you. May you thank Him and praise Him for all of the beautiful blessings that He's bringing into your life. Until the next time, we're going to ask God to continue to rain down His glory on you. Bye-bye now.